As we have gathered together to worship the Lord in unity, you would turn, all of you take your Bibles and turn to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. And this morning we'll be reading verses 4 through 6. 4 through 6 of Revelation 20. And this is God's holy and inerrant word, starting in verse 4. Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. And that is God's word. So verse 4 begins with John seeing a vision of the souls of them that had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. He describes these souls together with all departed Christians who had confessed of their Lord upon the earth, that they are now reigning with Jesus in heaven. And he is saying to you, in the context of the persecution of the church, beloved, here on earth is a few years of suffering, but there is a better land above. There's a better time above, all of eternity. And there my people live, and they reign with Christ 1,000 years. What comfort that is, especially for those first century believers in that persecuting world, a persecuting world which we still live in today, though maybe diminished in our part of the world for a time. And certainly the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which is revealed to the souls of believers in that time when they will be reigning with the exalted Lord in heaven. And so during this 1,000 years, which as we learned last week is a non-literal 1,000 years, if we're doing literally, it's longer than that. It's between the time of Christ's first and second coming. Here are the souls of God's people, and during that time, those who have died, those whose souls have gone up into glory, they reign with Christ in heaven. And after the second coming, Christ's people in soul and body will reign with him in heaven. Between the first and second coming, when we die, the souls of believers, they enter into glory, they go before the Lord. That's the first resurrection. And here's the second, that when Christ's second coming, our bodies will be raised up, and that's the second resurrection. And notice that this reigning is with Christ. It's where he is. And Christ reigning and the souls of his people reigning with him is a reigning which judges, verse 4, with Christ. And it says here, judgment was given to them. Elsewhere, the souls of God's people are shown to sit down with him in his throne and to stand with him on Mount Zion and to sing before his throne, seeing his face. It's a judgment with Christ. Not just a judgment of Christ, but a judgment with Christ. And this is also a living with Christ and a sharing of the royal glory of Christ as he is our King. They celebrate the Lamb's victory as if it was their own victory, because it is their victory. It's our victory. And so they reign with him, and all their prayers are answered. All their desires, which are righteous and holy because they are now perfect, are constantly fulfilled. And that's the first resurrection, the resurrection of the soul. And upon Christ's second coming, that second resurrection takes place. The bodies are raised up. Our bodies will be united with Christ, united to our souls and united to Christ. But who are these people? And who are these souls that are being talked about in these verses? It says that the first of the souls are the martyrs, those who are beheaded because of their testimony, because of God's word. But secondly, it says that these souls are all other believers who have died in faith. It says such who have not worshipped the beast. Compared to the unbelievers, compared to non-Christian, these believers who take part in the first resurrection, that is, that their bodies die, their souls immediately pass into glory, being with Jesus, reign with Him, are infinitely blessed and holy, and therefore those who are unbelievers, those who are not God's people, are infinitely cursed. Over them, that is God's people, over them the second death has no power. That is, the second death being the death that sends the soul and body down to Sheol for eternal punishment. That happens at the second coming of Christ to the wicked. And it is a power that sends them down to eternal punishment. So, as believers, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, and if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, become a believer in Jesus, believe in Him, so that you will not have that power of the second death come upon you, but that you would live in soul and body with Jesus forever, reigning with Him, and having the victory in Him alone. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank You. We do praise You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, the King of kings, who sits on the throne, who reigns forever and ever. And we could sing with all the angels and with the elders and the cherubim, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain. And holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And Father, as we are looking forward to that time when we will reign with You, we know the promise, if we endure, we will reign with You. We know the promises that we are more than conquerors, we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus our Lord through His death and through His resurrection, which guarantees our life. We do praise You that though we have sinned and we are wicked, that by the changing of our hearts by Your Spirit and regenerating our hearts, You have cleansed us of our sin, You've forgiven us of our sin and changed our hearts that we would believe in You. That we have, even now, as Your people have committed indecent acts, sinful acts, wicked acts, even this past week, even this morning, we have turned from You in thought, word, and deed. We have broken Your commandments. And yet we know that if we confess with our mouth that our sins before You, if we repent, that You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so, Father, we praise You and thank You for Your Son and that enabling Spirit that You give us, the Holy Spirit, the comforter of our hearts and our souls and our guide. We ask that You would be glorified. You would be glorified not only in this time as You reign as King, but in the time of Your second coming. And that before that time, that You would save all who are here this morning. That You would bring them to faith. And that You would bring to faith our families, our extended families, our children. And give life to dead souls. Just as You have given life to our dead souls. And we know that we will live forever and ever with Your Son and with You. And we'll worship You forever and ever. So hear our prayers because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.